Now, from Hollywood, Romance.
Let me tell you about Cairo and a dancing girl called Zia. Now, in Hollywood, I'd seen them all. And there wasn't one that didn't have a figure like a sour eggplant compared to this dish.
So now, starring Jack Moyles, we bring you transcribed Anthony Ellis' comedy, Zia's Dream.
Anybody want to know anything about Cairo? Egypt, Cairo? Just ask me. I'm a walking Baedeker's. If you're interested, I was stationed there at the end of the war. Kind of a liaison between the British and us. And by liaison, I mean I was a first lieutenant attached to the staff of a general who had a thirst for good scotch, cold beer, and attractive women. Cairo was a British post then, so you can see there had to be plenty of liaison for us few Americans. Like the general said when he first called me into his office.
Yeah. Who are you?
Lieutenant McQueen reporting for duty, sir.
That's what I thought. It says here in your papers, it says, Lieutenant, that in civilian life you were a Hollywood agent. Is that correct?
Correct, sir.
You know your way around, Lieutenant.
In Hollywood, I know my way around, sir.
Wine, women, and song, huh?
If you want to put it that way, sir.
I want to put it that way.
Okay, sir.
We need some of that around here, Lieutenant. I want you to know your way around Cairo, and incidentally, your first duty will be to get me a case of whiskey. Good whiskey, understand?
I'll try, sir.
Don't try, do. As of now, Lieutenant, you're my adjutant. The last man was broken for incompetence. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir.
I'll give you 1 week to get yourself acclimated.
Thank you, sir.
Dismissed.
Now, you shouldn't get the idea that the general was off his rocker. He'd been wounded and decorated early in the campaign, and because he was a tough old devil, he refused to be shipped home. So it was sort of like putting him out to pasture out there in Cairo. Maybe he was plain bored, or maybe he just didn't care. Anyway, he figured I was the man for the job, and that was that. I was adjutant, liaison, and planning officer all in one. Oh, that last one's what I want to tell you about. I guess I'd been with the old man for about a month when I heard about the dancer. Not just a dancer, but really something. She was working out in a place called Mahmoud's, a cross between Ciro's and Minsky's. It was in the center of the Arab city and a place where most officers didn't go. I'd made some connections, so we went. Her name was Zia, and was she something?
I'd like to meet her.
Gee, I don't know about that, General. From what I hear...
I want to meet her.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Very, very good.
I'll see what I can do, General.
The Effendi desires...
Well, it's not me, Mahmoud. It's the General. He wants to meet Zia.
I will ask her if she so desires, Effendi.
Oh, do me a favor, buddy. Don't let her say no. There's 5 piastre talari in it for you, and I don't want to lose my job.
It shall be as you wish, Effendi.
When Zia came over to me, my agent blood started into work. The general wanted to meet her, but I wanted to sign her up. She was a gold mine if I could get her back to the States under personal contract. But first things first... We walked over to the general's table. General Nelson, may I present Zia?
My dear, won't you join us?
The general is too kind.
Champagne, Lieutenant. That is, if you care for champagne, mademoiselle.
It is very quenching to the thirst.
Yeah.
I should be most pleased.
Mahmoud.
Effendi desires...
Champagne.
It shall be as you wish.
Tell me... Mademoiselle,
Zia. Please. I am always called Zia.
Well, Zia, where do you learn to dance Like that, huh? I mean, it's terrific.
It is a thing that I was taught in my very youthful days, General. I am so glad that you find it enjoyable.
Oh, it's the most sensational thing I've ever seen.
Imagine how that'd go over in the States, sir, huh? Hollywood.
Lieutenant McQueen was a Hollywood agent, my dear. He can't forget.
That is where the films are made, is not?
That's the place, Ian.
You think they would like my dance there?
Why, they'd eat it up.
Tell me, what is an agent?
Well, agents kind of manage the affairs of the stars. You know, see that they get the right kind of money for what they do.
One needs an agent for this.
It helps.
Here in Cairo, I do not need an agent. And you see, they devour me every night.
Charming. Bless me. It's charming. That puts you in your place, McQueen.
Yeah. The champagne, Effendi.
Oh, fine, fine. Open it up.
As the Effendi desires.
McQueen, I'm expecting an important military cable. And I think you better go back to headquarters and see if it's arrived.
Oh, but sir...
McQueen.
Yes, sir. Excuse me, please, Zia. Duty.
But I am so disappointed.
Oh, it's been a real pleasure. I hope we meet again.
Lieutenant?
Yes, sir. I left the general batting his eyes at Zia and went back to headquarters, where I played gin with another army remittance man till 2 a.m. That's about the time the general rolled in. He wasn't blind drunk, but he wasn't stone sober either.
Close the door, McQueen. Wham!
Yes, sir.
She's just terrific.
Yes, sir.
That's a woman, McQueen.
Yes, sir.
I stayed through three more dances, and each time she came back and sat with me. Lieutenant, I've got to get to know that girl better.
Oh, yes, sir.
I want you to find out for me.
Seems to me, sir, you spent enough time to get the answers yourself.
That's insubordination, McQueen.
Sorry, sir.
You know what I mean. Where she lives, man in my position can't lower his dignity. Not with a woman of that caliber. This is Egypt, son. Egypt, land of the mosque and the pharaoh. Delicacy, convention, up to a point. Well, you pave the way, McQueen. Find out what she likes. Flowers, perfume, that kind of thing.
Like maneuvers, scouting party.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
She's a doll, son. A woman of grace and culture. A princess. Now, you'll get to work on it tomorrow, the first thing.
Yes, sir.
And I want to see some results when we get back tomorrow night.
Tonight, sir.
Now, Lieutenant, play me up to her. You know, older man, security, dignity, wisdom. No, I don't have to tell you. You sell me.
Well, I handled a character actor once. He was a lot like you. I know the approach.
Good. Well, I'm going to turn in. See you in the morning, McQueen.
It took me a couple of hours next day to find out where Zia lived, and I went there. It was kind of a castle with about 10 acres of grounds. Out in the driveway, a couple of flunkies were polishing up a Rolls Royce, and there was another Rolls sticking its nose out of the 8-car garage. Well, I went in, got myself announced. A couple of beauties showed me to a sitting room about the size of Grand Central, and they began to give me the Arabian Nights treatment. You know, candy, dates, wine. After about 10 minutes, Zia came in. She looked even better in daylight.
Lieutenant, how delightfully surprised. You do me too much honor.
Good morning, Zia.
Please, sit down.
Well, it's quite a place you've got.
I'm glad it pleases you.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Not needing an agent. You do all right.
And how is the dear old gentleman? The general.
A little hungover, I'm afraid, but otherwise fine.
He's very sweet.
Yeah, he thinks you are, too. As a matter of fact, well, I'll give it to you straight. He sent me here to pave the way, if you get what I mean. He wants to know you better.
How quaint. He sent you to do this for him?
Yeah.
And you? You do not wish to know me better?
Well, I'm a lieutenant. He's a general.
That does not matter to me.
Well...
Wait. I have a delicious idea. We will drive to the pyramid, you and I. And you will tell me about yourself. And about America. And Hollywood. And agents.
Gee, I don't know. The general might not like it.
But I will, Lieutenant.
Well, I guess it's in the line of duty.
You know... I find you much prettier than your general. I think I want to get to know you better.
We will return to romance and our story, Zia's Dream, in just a moment. And now for the second act of Romance.
Well, we drove out to the pyramid. Her Rolls-Royce was well equipped, built-in bar, radio, telephone, snack bar, everything. I told her about Hollywood, and she couldn't get enough of it. The morning went in a hurry, and half the afternoon. I was on my fourth martini when she said...
How much I would love to come to your Hollywood.
Oh, baby, just say the word and you're as good as there.
But I could not.
Sure you could. I could pull strings. You can get in easy.
Oh, it is not that. My friends here in Cairo, they would be so unhappy.
So send them penny postcards. Oh, listen, the studio would pay you $100,000 for one picture. I know they would. You could do a week in Las Vegas. We'd name our own price.
And you would be my agent?
Well, sure, if you want.
It is a lovely dream that must remain just so. I could not leave.
Why? You want to go? Now, with your talent and my agenting, oh, honey, we'd kill him.
My friends would not approve. They believe America to be the breeding place of the infidel.
So, we got a couple of infidels. Okay, I'll keep you away from them.
You do not understand. They have done so much for me. If I left, I would have nothing on my return.
Look, what do you make here? How much?
Mahmoud gives me 50 talari every week.
Holy, you live on that? How come the car, the house?
Oh, those are presents from my dear friends. The house, the one you have seen, was given to by Sheikh Ali Rashid. My house by the seaside is a gift of Prince Ramud bin Ramud. This car was given by Prince Hamid al-Hassan, as well as the yacht. There are other friends as well.
You got nice friends.
They would be unhappy to see me leave.
Yeah. I still don't get it. Why work? You don't have to.
It is my living. I could not accept presents and not work.
They wouldn't believe you for real in Hollywood.
For real?
No, skip it.
Your Hollywood sounds very nice, but I'm afraid I could never be as happy there as I am here.
Honey, I hate to admit it, but you're right. Oh, hey, look at the time. I gotta get back. General will be chewing his desk. Uh-oh. I forgot I'm supposed to be talking him up. He expects to see you tonight. He wants to bring you some kind of a present. What do you like?
I have never owned a nice big American car, perhaps.
Flowers, perfume.
I would like you to bring flowers, perfume. The general, an American car. Or perhaps another yacht.
Oh, honey, be serious, will you? This is my job.
You are coming to Mahmoud's tonight?
Not if the general has anything to say about it.
Then I do not care to see him.
Well, look, if he brings you a bottle of perfume, but it's really for me, he gives it to you. Would that be okay?
You will come with him?
If you won't see him without me, I guess I'll have to.
You may bring perfume.
Okay. Oh, listen, I've had a swell time. You're a real swell kid.
You are a real swell kid also, Lieutenant. You may kiss me if you desire.
I desired. Then she dropped me off at headquarters. The general had already broken a staff sergeant down to buck private and was in the middle of straining international relations with an English brigadier.
I don't care what the British government thinks, General. The answer is no.
Blasted, sir. And blasted.
You can say anything you want. The answer is no.
Well, it's a blasted unfair position to take, sir.
Tough. That's the way it is.
Well, if this is an indication of American cooperation, sir, blasted, sir. You're devilish unfriendly.
Don't just stand there, McQueen. Open the door for the general. He's leaving.
Blast it.
And where have you been?
Following orders, sir.
It's 4 o'clock.
She was difficult to convince, sir.
Well, you convinced her?
Partially, I think, sir. She'll expect you tonight, but...
But what?
Well, sir, she thinks I should be there, too.
You have been drinking.
Well, she offered me a martini, sir.
Lieutenant, how would you like to be transferred to, Alaska?
I wouldn't like that, sir.
Your chances are excellent.
Well, if I may explain, sir.
You have 1 minute.
Zia is very shy. From the way she spoke, I got the idea that you were quite right in sending me over to, sort of pave the way. She's a little afraid of you.
Afraid of me?
Yes, sir. The great American general, as she says.
Oh, yes.
He couldn't possibly be interested in me. Then she said she'd like to see you again, but, well, people might talk, and it'd be bad for her job.
It'd be bad for her job. Yeah,
but if I were to be there, too, it'd be all right.
McQueen, I misjudged you.
No, it's really nothing, sir. Oh, what I might suggest, essence of dusk musk. Seems to be one of her favorite perfumes.
Oh, it does, huh? Dusk musk, huh? Well, see to it, Lieutenant. We'll dine at Mahmoud's.
They've got a name for generals like Nelson. I read it once in a doctor's manual. Schizophrenic, I think they call it. Split personality. With a general, it was a stinker 1 minute, more of a stinker the next. Anyway, I went out and bought the perfume, threw in a bunch of roses for luck, and a couple of hours later, we were sitting at our table at Mahmoud's.
Wham! Hot wham!
Yes, sir.
Well, get with it, boy. Get with it. That girl makes me feel 20 years younger. Fine. Fine. Very fine. I like it. McQueen, she's coming over.
My dear General Lieutenant, how lovely to see you again.
Sit down, Zia. You were ravishing. Simply ravishing. I presume to bring you a small token of my esteem. I hope you will accept it.
But you are too sweet. Oh, you should not have done this. I'm not used to receiving presents this way.
Champagne bubbles went down the wrong way.
As I say, it's only a token, Zia. Perhaps someday you will allow me to give you something that is more fitting.
I think, General, that you are a very wicked and dangerous man for a girl like me.
Yeah.
Tell me, what are you when you are not a man of war?
Didn't you tell her, McQueen?
Well, I didn't know, sir. You never told me.
I'm in business. Mostly retired. I clip coupons in stocks, you know. Wall Street, oil wells.
Oil wells?
I don't have to tell you, after that, everything ran like a dream. It wasn't that Zia lost interest in me, but she found something in the general. What it meant to me was the last hope of getting her back to Hollywood under personal contract. But as an agent, you learn to be a philosopher. And as a lieutenant, what are you going to do? A couple of months later, I got my orders to be shipped back to the States for removal to civilian life. A couple of days before I left, I got a message from Zia. She wanted me to call. I did.
It is very kind of you, Lieutenant.
Oh, forget it. I Kind of wanted to see you again anyway before I left.
You are going back to Hollywood?
Yeah.
I envy you.
Well, just say the word, you can come with me.
No, my friend.
Oh, yeah, the general. I don't see much of him these days. How is he?
Very well. Did you see my new Cadillac car when you came in?
Oh, yeah, yeah, very pretty.
Lieutenant, will you do something for me when you reach your Hollywood?
Sure, honey, sure.
It is an errand of trust that I give you. I can trust you. Can I not?
Just like a brother.
Send me a picture of Gary Cooper.
Why not?
Thank you. He's my most favorite man.
Is that all you wanted to see me about?
Yes, that was all. You are very sweet, Lieutenant. I wish that you had a great deal of money.
So do I.
Now, the general...
The oil wells, huh?
Oh, yes. He's very, very rich. Much more so than any of the others. Besides, he's a wonderfully young, elderly gentleman. We shall be very happy.
Well, I'm glad for you both. I was beginning to feel sorry for that old goat.
I heard that, McQueen. Breach of conduct.
My sweet meat. I did not expect you this morning.
What's he doing here?
I wanted to tell him about my great happiness. It was he who brought us together, my colleague.
Oh, yeah. Well...
Well, I'll be going now.
You're leaving the day after tomorrow, McQueen?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll forget your breach of conduct. I may not see you again. Z and I are taking a yachting trip. Good luck. We'll send you a wedding announcement.
Fine. Wedding announcement? You're kidding.
We're not kidding. It is true.
Any objections, Lieutenant?
No, sir. No. None at all. No. Congratulations.
Thank you. Dismissed, Lieutenant McQueen.
And that's about it. Except a couple of months ago, I received an announcement of the fifth child, a son born to General and Mrs. Nelson. Oh, yes, they're still living in Cairo. The General's retired now. I guess it goes to show you something, but I can't figure what. It shows you all the world loves oil wells, I guess.
Romance is produced and directed by Norman McDonald, with editorial supervision by Hep Mannheim. You have heard Zia's Dream, specially written for Romance by Anthony Ellis, starring Jack Moyles. Featured in the cast were John Daner, Virginia Gregg, Jack Crucian, and Ben Wright. This is Hugh Douglas, inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at this same time.